Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now before I get into this, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if there's one thing I'm noticing more than ever, even today, and I'm going to read one for you in just a moment here, is how people always come back, just a matter of time, and they'll come back and they'll say, you guys were right. And it's not an issue of pride. It's an issue of holding to the Word of God, which is infallible. It's immutable. It's unchangeable. Friends, let me say it this way. The Lord's always right. So when you hold to His Word, you're always going to find that you're right, not because of your righteousness, but because of His. And one of the things that I hear more and more and more and more is, oh my goodness, guys, Donald Trump, you saved me from Donald Trump. No, we didn't save you from Donald Trump. We're showing you the error of your ways. Now it's for you to repent before God because you've offended Him for putting something and someone in His place. When the Lord said, I am the Lord thy God, He meant just that. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. He meant just that. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Follow the Christ. Keep your eyes on Him. John 14:6, Hebrews 12:2. But I hear it all the time. I shared the story with you not too long ago, friends, where one of our friends that used to do all the sound for us across the country when doing high school assemblies, that's all we did. We did 364 public schools in 25 different states. He said when you first started off doing these assembly programs 12 years ago, he said, man, I almost thought you were like crazy. And he said, just a year and a half, 2 years ago, he emails me and tells me, do you realize that everything that you were talking about 12 years ago is exactly what we're dealing with today? And I said, I know. I said, because the Holy Ghost is alive. He's not changed. His giftings are still there. First the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. Right? And if you want to look at the gifts of the Spirit, go ahead and look at 1 Corinthians 12:28, and the office of those that are to lead the church up. As we follow the Christ, Ephesians 4:11. Well, I got this today. Tim's noticing this. Tim Brown, morning show host on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, that a lot of people are parting from Donald Trump because they're starting to see who he really is. Well, let me say this so you can judge rightly in righteous judgment, 9:27 of John. The first time, Matthew 7:16, when you judge a tree by its fruit, that's what kind of a tree it is. Again, not by what they say, but by what they do, by what they produce. Okay? But it's interesting that we're noticing people coming back and saying, you know what, you were right about Trump. You were right about Trump. I know we were right about Trump. For you to suggest that Joe Biden and Donald Trump were the only ones that were put in the face of the people to choose from as the president of the United States of America, you've got to be out of your mind. If you haven't seen how deceived you have become to even believe that either one of those are a pick from the people, you have got to be greatly deceived. I would fear to be in your position. There was 1,162 different options to choose from, yet the mainstream media only offered you Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Are they legitimate? Absolutely not. Neither one of them are. They're handpicked by the powers that are tolerated by the people. They were given to you to pick from. And then you were taught to pick the lesser of two evils. Now, let me ask you, do you think when the devil wants to deceive you, do you think he tells you what you want to hear? Or do you think he's going to just blatantly say what you don't want to hear? No, a deceiver is one that tells you what you want to hear. And then when they get in office, speaking of politicians, then they turn on the people just like Judas. Well, that's exactly what both of these politicians have done. And folks, they have been handpicked far too long in this country. And again, Americans need to wake up to the fact that the people that are being put up in front of them as their options in government, regardless of what capacity, judges, representatives, senators, congressmen, they're all handpicked. And if there's a real one that gets in there, just give it a little time. We'll see if they sell out or if they're the real deal. We always know when they're the real deal by the opposition and persecution and demonization that they fall to when it comes to those in the mainstream media and their useful idiots. But I want you to hear this carefully, because this is one of many, just like Tim. He's hearing a lot of this right now. People are parting from the likes of Trump. You should have never gave him your allegiance in the first place. You hold to the law, Article 6, Section 2, and the lawgiver, right? Exodus 20, John 14, John 8:32. You don't give your allegiance to a man ever, okay? But this is what it says. Dear Bradley, you were right about Trump, and I was wrong and deceived. I should have stayed with my gut feeling way back in 2015. Please accept my humble apology. He does not need to apologize to me. I humbly ask for your forgiveness. You have it. I have included the link to a lengthy blog that I posted today, why I will not vote for Donald Trump again. Folks, the bottom line is every single person that Donald Trump promised to prosecute, they are still on the horizon attacking the American people. He didn't prosecute the Bushes. He didn't prosecute the Obamas. He didn't prosecute the Clintons. But what he did do is give way to them to continuously attack his constituents. Do you understand how the game is played? The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that when a king sitteth in judgment, we only have one king, his name is Jesus, he scattereth the evil away with what? Judgment. Okay? That's how you make America great again. But when you go over to Psalm 12, verse 8, what does it tell us? The evil walk on every side. Why? Because the vilest of men are exalted. And again, consider what Donald Trump said and did hours before he left the People's White House. He released over 143 criminals from prison back out into the streets of America. How many politicians, corrupt politicians, did he prosecute before he left? Not a one. If that doesn't tell you what you need to hear, I don't know how to help you. One more point. Recently, somebody called me. I haven't talked to him in a couple months, and he had said, yeah. He goes, you know, one of those places that you did an event in the state of Minnesota, he goes, this woman listens to you all the time. And she just said to me, this man said to me, she just said to me, I wonder if Bradley's not right about Donald Trump. Are you kidding me? My objective here is not to dethrone Trump. My objective here is to put Christ where he belongs, friends. And that is on the platform of your heart, mind, and souls. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you're on social media platforms, friends, you will see this right now. If not, I will narrate for you. Broadcasting into 154 cities nationwide, as well as 53 countries outside of the walls of the America as we know it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Friends, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and think and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, what we're going to be talking about here is, do these criminals really represent you? Isn't it interesting whenever there's any conviction or where it comes to a point where people have to take responsibility, they hate that. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear the new thing, 2 Timothy 4:3. They want to hear the new thing. They want to follow the guy that tells them what they want to hear, the guy that entertains them. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. They want to, they hate Moses. Let's put it that way. They want an Aaron. They want to control him. That's, you know what, friends? That's why you are in the predicament that you're in today. Hey, you know what? We're going to take off our silver and our gold, Aaron, and we want you to basically create a golden calf, and we'll have that calf go before us, and we'll say, these be our gods, O Israel, right? Because they hated Moses because Moses brought them through the way of warfare, and they didn't want that, and they kept accusing Moses of God wanting to bring them out of Egypt to kill them. Right? Because they didn't understand that it was a warfare. 1 Timothy 6:12. For those that don't understand that Christianity is a warfare, I'm here to tell you right now, you're not saved.
I'm here to tell you that right now. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. He promised that you'd be persecuted for righteousness. He said that you'd be hated by all men for my name's sake. This is what he promised. Many of you will be killed. That's what he said to those that followed him. He also told us that we'd be delivered up before kings and governors for a testimony against them. If that's foreign to you, I strongly suggest that you go back and read your word again, friends, because I'll tell you what, when I look at what goes on out there on social media platforms, that's all I see, for the most part, are those that want to be entertained. And for those that want to be entertained, rest assured, you're doing it to yourself. I can't help you if you don't want to hear the word of God, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Remember what Charles Spurgeon rightly said. He said, Christ defends men because his gospel is intolerant of sin. We're not here to debate. We're here to bring about the resolve that you say that you want. Well, guess what? That's the hard road, not the easy road. Okay? So we're going to have to get back to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution to do the way that it tells us to do the way when it comes to that of judgment. And if we don't want that road, then guess what? You're not needed here. You're more of a problem than you are a part of the answer. We need resolve. We don't need to keep playing games with today's conservatives, which, in fact, we're going to be talking about. Do these criminals really represent you? I'm going to get to that in just a moment here. I want to show you how you're being threatened by the powers that are tolerated on a global basis. Either you're going to prosecute every single one of these individuals, or else they're going to continuously forge more control and powers over your life unconstitutionally, illegally. Breitbart just reported the WHO. Keep in mind, the head of the WHO is not a doctor. He calls himself a doctor, but he's not a doctor. But he says, cancel Christmas now or you will grieve later. Or you will grieve later. Isn't it interesting how they're all saying the same things at the same time? Isn't it interesting who it is that is conveying this information to you? Who is it? The unqualified are the ones that are giving you this information. Is it your said representatives? Absolutely not. No, they're going right along with it. In fact, many of them have been found out to be buying stock into Pfizer, into Johnson & Johnson, into Moderna, AstraZeneca. They're the ones that are out there telling you about how bad all of these mandates are, but when we pull the curtain back on these people, guess what? We find out that they've actually invested into stock concerning Big Pharma. So it all works for them. This explains why not a one of them has taken a stand against the powers that are tolerated and have called them out for who they are. That's what we're going to be talking about today, friends. And let me just explain what Garfield said, President Garfield said, back in the early 1900s. He said, now more than ever, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, like they are in America, reckless, like they are in America, and corrupt, like they are in America, it's because of the people that tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Right? Remember when we talk about every country deserves the government that they have? It's a reflection of who we are as a people. To sit here and listen to these people over and over and over again. How come Fauci's not in jail? How come Joe Biden's still in the people's White House? How come all those corrupt politicians, how come that swamp was never drained? Why is it that the people are entertained by the clowns of the circus of politics that are selling them down the river like a bunch of Judases selling out the Christ with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48? Because the people would have it so. To their own demise, because the people would have it so, because they're in a cage like a bunch of birds caged in, into their own deceits, like the book of Jeremiah talks about. They're led about by their fathers and the heirs of their fathers and the lies that their fathers have told them. They've taken on this new political conversation which runs in contrast to the U.S. Constitution. And the people act like they know what they're actually talking about. That's what's scary about all of it. Hey, folks, some of the people that we're going to be confronting today and exposing today, don't ever think for one moment that when we're calling them out, we're not trying to get them on the radio. But we just reached out to Mark. Marjorie Taylor Greene's office over the last couple days, no phone call back. Just like anybody else that tries to attack the ministry, we try to get them on the radio. We try to get them to call us out for who we are, the frauds that we are, and yet they fail to do it. But they'll go ahead and they'll kick it out on the press, but they'll kick it out on Google, but they'll never say it to us. They'll never get on the radio. And by the way, if I was them, I wouldn't get on the radio with Bradley Dean neither, or Tim Brown, because they don't have a leg to stand on when it comes to the law, because if they stood for the law, they would have to then condemn themselves, and they don't want to do that. So again, Americans, let me ask you the question, going back to what we're going to talk about, which coincides with what we're talking about even now, how come the WHO, he's not a doctor, why is it that he's giving directives to the people on a global basis? Why is he threatening the people? How come he's not in jail, Americans, for his crimes against humanity? Oh my goodness, we're going to do a whole show on my conversation that I had with Tim Brown this morning for about an hour concerning the lies that this is all premised on. There's no truth in any of what's going on a global basis. Just so you understand, okay? I want to go over to the EU right now because they're going to tell you something, friends, that you need to hear.
Researchers, including medical researchers, call this pandemic PCR test pandemic. I agree with them. And I would add that this is also a pandemic of fear, because PCR tests are resulting in number of cases, so-called COVID cases and COVID deaths, and this statistic is unreliable, confirmed by three statistical institutions in the European Union. Now, data, statistical data, and feeling of fear is manipulated to push all of us, including our children, into being vaccinated.
Yep. Now, no reference to law, mind you. Never.
Mandatory or discussion, I would be correct, for discussion on mandatory vaccination. But what we already have forced or coerced vaccination because of this manipulation of fear, data, and because of requirement to use COVID digital certificate. Well, asked to vaccinate, we are asked to trust in science. Now, what is science? I did some science myself years ago, but I remember what it is. First of all, it's a scientific debate, open scientific debate. Now, what is the scientific debate on vaccination and other COVID issues, including the PCR test? I don't see any.
Exactly. So, folks, it's a one-sided narrative. It's all falsified. Let me show you in America what I'm talking about. Do you guys know who Scott Gottlieb is? Well, if you can see on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, you can see that on the left, it's a picture of Scott, former FDA commissioner in charge of regulating Pfizer. On the right side is a current member of the board of directors of Pfizer. Guess who it is? Scott Gottlieb, okay? Stephen Hahn, on the left, is the former FDA commissioner in charge of regulating Moderna. On the right is the current chief medical officer of Flagship Pioneering. Guess who it is? Stephen Hahn. On the bottom picture, James Smith comes into play. On the left is the CEO of Reuters in charge of informing people about COVID-19 vaccines. On the right is the current member of the board of Pfizer's. Folks, they've all sold you out, and they've all been promoted in the process of doing so. Do you understand that? 612-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Gas prices in the U.S. continue to climb, and they show no signs of dipping back down to the prices Americans saw 1 year ago. Carrie Sheffield with the Independent Women's Forum told Fox News the Biden administration is to blame.
If this White House actually cared about having a better oil supply, which would make the prices go down, then Joe Biden wouldn't do things like canceling the Keystone Pipeline. He wouldn't do things like putting mandates with their SEC and all the Green New Deal regulations, which are just barreling across the way and rolling back a lot of things that the Trump administration put in place to help lower the fuel prices.
New laws take effect across the country on Saturday, the first day of 2022. Those new laws range from minimum wage increases to animal protection. Police accountability, along with cutting and increasing taxes, are also in the mix. In New Hampshire, new abortion restrictions will be in place. You're listening to USA Radio News. A phone call between President Joe Biden and Russia President Vladimir Putin can be summed up with this phrase, "You've been warned."
While U.S. officials are tight-lipped about Thursday's phone call between Presidents Biden and Putin, the Kremlin is a lot more transparent. Putin's foreign affairs advisor, Yuri Oshenkov, says when President Biden warned Russia's Vladimir Putin with new sanctions against Russia if it takes further military action against Ukraine, Putin responded that such a move could lead to a complete rupture of ties between the nations. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The judges of a Michigan university's sassy annual banished word list have a message for texting and tweeting Americans, "Your wait what joke is lame." The phrase topped Lake Superior State University's lighthearted list of 10 winners, chosen from among more than 1,200 submissions of overused, misused, and generally groan-inducing words or phrases. The second place slot went to "No Worries." This is USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Folks, let's get right to the topic here. One of the things that I did some time ago, political champions say, do as I say, do not do as I do. And this goes right into the main topic and what we're going to highlight right now. Do these criminals really represent you? They do. You just heard during the break, friends, how this is nothing more than a show. The right blames the left, and the left blames the right, and guess who loses without fail? You do! Because people don't realize that they're both on the same team, working for the same powers that are tolerated by the American people. As frustrating as I am right now, friends, the only scripture that comes to my aid concerning where we're at, concerning what is tolerated by the American people, I think of Isaiah 59, where it tells us, "None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for the truth. They trust in vanity." Vanity means worthless, empty words, right? "And speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth lawlessness." Yep, and more of it, and more of it, and more of it, and more of it. And listening to the break again, friends, what did you just hear by the grown-ups of the world? What did you just hear a couple minutes ago? That gas prices, it's Joe Biden's fault. Okay, and then when you go to Joe Biden blames Donald Trump. What are they doing? They're dividing people. Issue of war and the topic of war, how is it that 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 people can create a war among millions, because the millions have been desensitized to believe that their said leaders are righteous. You always know when they're righteous, because if there's a righteous war, our forefathers taught us that they were the first ones to go by leading the way. Now, how do we know that they're contrived wars? They send your children. You figure this out yet, Americans? How is it that you allow politicians and corruption in the mainstream media to create wars amongst ourselves? Here, I want to say this so you clearly understand where I'm going with this, okay? Don't war against each other. War against those that are causing the problems. That's how you deal with it. You know, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If politicians want a war, then let's send them. Hey, folks, the wars that they create on the mainstream media, let's put them in a ring. Let them fight to death rather than allowing or mandating or forcing the innocent to fight to the death. This is ridiculous, and it's embarrassing, to say the least, as to what we see transpiring before our eyes every day. Now, this is what I want to go to, going back to my point. Political champions say, do as I say, do not do as I do. They love to sell themselves as being something that, in fact, if you judge them by their fruit, that they are not. Okay? And I want to go back just for a moment here. Do you guys remember ex-California State Senator Leland Lee? Or Yee? I'm sorry. Leland Yee? Did you know that he was a gun control champion? Did you know that he was given an A-plus rating from the Brady Campaign Organization? Did you also know that he's heading to prison for weapons trafficking? According to the Washington Post, they reported the 67-year-old had risen steadily in the ranks of the Bay Area politics since the 80s. And when he was elected to the San Francisco board, he then went to sit on the city board of supervisors at the state assembly. Oh, man. He's really crawling up the ranks in politics, isn't he? The latter role saw him become the first Asian American, no such thing, we're all Americans here, okay? Speaker pro tem in 2004, a stand-in, making him the second highest ranking Democrat, unconstitutional, in the California Assembly at the time. Now, from 2006, Leland Yee, Mr. Anti-gun himself, served as the state senator and was plotting a Secretary of State campaign when his political visions were curtailed by a federal indictment in March 2014. Guess for why and for what? The arrest swept friends Yee and his associate Keith Jackson, 51, up in charges alongside of the city's most notorious characters, even Chinatown's gangster Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. And it's one of the things for the public, it says, to learn that Chow, a known convict, may have become embroiled in more objectionable schemes. But it was quite another to hear that Yee, a respected politician who had supposedly distanced himself from San Francisco's corrupt past, was being accused of the same undercover FBI investigation. This Wednesday, Yee received a 5-year prison sentence for what? Accepting bribes and trafficking guns. And trafficking guns. He's Mr. Anti-Gun. He got an A-plus rating from the Bradys, friends. Oh, man, he is just on his way. Folks, that's the voice of communism, right? And somehow you have other people in this country giving him accolades for being anti-gun. That stands against who we are as a people, namely the Second Amendment. If you want to take it to Scripture, you can do that as well. Go to 1 Samuel 13:22, take it to the New Testament, Luke 11:21 and verse 22, and common sense comes into play. Well, what about that of Mitch McConnell? You know, Mr. Mitch McConnell, Mr. Anti-Drug. Y'all know who Mitch McConnell is, right? From Kentucky. That pathetic excuse for a human being. And that's exactly what he is. I'm embarrassed for him that he's not embarrassed. He's shameful. He's a reproach to mankind. He is a Judas from the very inside to the very outside. From his feet to the top of his head, he is a sellout to the American people in so many different ways. But what does he do? He sells himself to you as Mr. Anti-Drug. Did you know that? The Nation reported, and by the way, you never heard about this on the mainstream media. The seizure of the narcotic shipment in the Caribbean port occurred far away from the Kentucky state, in which Senator Mitch McConnell is now facing a career-defining election. But the Republican Senate leader, has the closest ties to the owner of the Ping Mei, the vessel containing illicit materials, the foremost maritime corporation, a firm founded and owned by McConnell's in-laws, the Chow family. Friends, guess what was confiscated? What was confiscated, friends, was nothing short of 90 pounds of cocaine on that ship. Did you hear anything about it? Absolutely not. How does the mainstream media sell these people to you? As the coolest thing since sliced bread. Hey, if anybody can make the country right, it's these people. You know, what about the Clintons? How many times have the Clintons been exposed for their crimes? How many times have the Obamas been exposed for their crimes? But how do they sell themselves? Well, they sell themselves as law-abiders. When, in fact, the fruit proves just otherwise, doesn't it? Yep, that's right. And they're still there. Why? Because the people haven't taken their government in hand in understanding that they have an obligation before God and man to prosecute them for themselves. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Let's go over to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, I got some more friends. I got some new ones coming up here for you. What about Marjorie Taylor Greene? She is the one that decried vaccine Nazis while she was found investing into Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca. And by the way, we just gave her a call the other day, and of course, we didn't get a return phone call. Now, keep in mind, we've had Trey Gowdy on the radio. We've had Ron Paul on the radio. We've had many politicians on the radio that weren't afraid to come on the radio. And I want to tell you why they weren't afraid to come onto the radio, because they had nothing to hide. Okay? That's why. And folks, I could spend a whole hour show just talking about those that have accused us or have slung their slanderous comments towards the ministry, and yet when we reach out to them to get them on the radio or to get them on social media platforms, they're nowhere to be found. But I'll tell you where they will go. They'll go to Fox News, and they'll go to all of their contributors. And why wouldn't they when they're pushing the same agenda, just in a different flavor? That's all. Nothing more. Nothing less. That's how they operate. But folks, again, going back to that of Marjorie Taylor Greene, isn't this interesting? The representative from Georgia, the one that mysteriously appeared on the scene to defend the God-given rights of the people. Isn't it interesting how she was found most recently, friends, this was just reported through Business Insiders, okay, so it is a mainstream outlet. Okay, and what they found was that Marjorie Taylor Greene was, in fact, found in 2020 concerning the information that she released to the public, and we found that her owning stock, that which was reported, was stock in COVID-19 vaccine makers during 2020, including Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, according to a final disclosure she submitted in August. But isn't it interesting how she sells herself? How did she sell herself, friends? Well, I just got this. If you can see on social media platforms, she loves to do fundraisers. She's experienced in this too, friends, or she's got someone that knows what they're doing as to how to go ahead and fleece her constituents. Because what she does, just like any other politician, is they love to magnify the laws that are being broken, but they do nothing in regards to those that are breaking the law. They just magnify the crimes of what they call the left. And remember, friends, the left is the fruit of the right. Don't ever doubt what I'm telling you right now. But look at this. This is brand new. Picture of her and Donald Trump. She said, is big tech censoring my messages? Well, that's interesting, friends, how all these people are still on mainstream, not only in the mainstream media, but also on big tech companies. And I'm talking about Facebook and Google, and I'm talking about Twitter and others that continuously censor my information because they don't want you to know the truth of the matter. But she wants to know, is big tech now censoring my message? If you're on social media platforms Let me scroll down just a little bit so you can understand what this is all about, okay? See this right here? She's running out to help close the gap on her critical $75,000 fundraising goal. Oh, did you know what I got right before that at 10:57 a.m.? Another fundraising scheme from the likes of Mrs. Investor into Pfizer, into that of AstraZeneca, into Johnson & Johnson, into Moderna. Keep in mind, she's the one that continuously condemns these Nazis, as she calls them, but yet we find now that she is supporting them by investing into the stock in hopes that she gets something out of the deal. Oh, by the way, did I show you another one that I got right before that? Right before that, at 10:24 a.m., another fundraiser. And then look at this, friends, another one. My goodness, is she a busy little bee trying to fleece her constituents? Yes, she is.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello everyone, this is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Oh, we got another rising star here, friends. This guy's name is Matt Gaetz. Hey, friends, I'm asking you the question. Do these criminals really represent you? Honestly. I mean, what is it that you... Hey, folks, if I told you the fruit of these people and they came knocking on your door, you probably wouldn't even answer the door. But you let somehow or another let them run the country? That's insane. That's insanity. Matt Gaetz. Right? He's the new rising star. Yeah! Yeah, we got another one in there. Yeah, Matt Gaetz. Here, I want to go ahead and... play a little Matt for you. Look at how he sells himself. You ready for this one? Oh, and keep in mind what he says, and then I'm going to show you what he's responsible for in just a moment here. You ready for this?
Take him on for real.
He's going to take him on.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris,
they all do the same thing.
One day under the oversight of a Republican majority, and I think we should change that. Let's see how they hold up.
See, this is all the political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, because he's already talking about party affiliation, okay? So he knows all the well as to what he's doing. He's a player. He's another clown in the circus of politics. He's another one that's been installed to further the global agenda. Because if he's not there to stop it, it means he's a part of the problem to continuously push it forward. Look at this. Yeah, and look at, listen to all the little blind sheep. Yeah, thanks, Matt. You're the best.
When Republicans retake power.
Oh, when the
public committee in Congress.
When the Republicans retake power, what happened the last cycle when they had the power? Do I hear anybody? 1-866-582-9933. What happened when they had the power? 1-866-582-9933. What happened when they had the power, folks? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Must be an oversight committee. Every committee.
They're taking every one of you as fools, is what they're doing.
Agency gets
Look at this clown.
And Hunter Biden finally gets a damn subpoena.
Oh, my goodness, man. And Hunter Biden finally gets a subpoena. Yeah, tell them what they want to hear. But when is it ever delivered? It isn't, right? Yeah. Come on, Matt.
I'm not taking Lindsey Graham's word for it anymore.
Oh, no.
Every night on Sean Hannity saying, we're going to call Hunter Biden in. It's right around the corner.
Listen to
these
little sheeple. Yeah. Come on, Matt.
China,
you're the best.
They are fielding hypersonic weapon systems.
Okay, one of the things that we're noticing, too, is how they're talking about what Russia's doing and China's doing. Okay, you need to keep in mind they're all calling for a global order. Okay? They're doing the same thing politicians are doing in their backyard. They're acting as if they're enemies, when in fact they're not. They're working for the same powers. It's now he's going to begin to feed into this. This is that political language, friends, that is completely unconstitutional. And here is this little femme up here proving just a point. That's exactly what he is.
That can travel around the globe in
minutes
with strike capability everywhere. That's what their best military minds are working on.
Okay.
And Joe Biden's top military advisor is still trying to get more in touch with his white rage.
Okay, this is all, look at this, little gossip. These are, here, let me just say this to the young people that are watching. These are not grown-ups. These are a bunch of individuals that never grew up in their heads. They act more like a bunch of 15-year-old kids in school, gossiping back and forth. But the fact of the matter is what's being trampled underfoot is the blood that was shed to give us the freedoms that we have. And these people are adding insult to that injury on so many different fronts. Okay? He's just going right along with the narrative. He's reading everything he's highlighting, friends. Okay? Matt Gaetz.
Maybe the Armed Services Committee should look into that.
Yeah. You know what's
Judiciary Committee.
What's even more crazy about this, friends, if you look at it for what it is, he's doing nothing, again, but highlighting everything that he has failed to deal with lawfully. This is like a police officer going in on a bank run where the bank's being robbed. And the cop goes inside while they're robbing the bank and does nothing but calls the bank robbers names. That's exactly what Matt Gaetz is doing right here. This is exactly what your politicians have been doing far too long in this country, friends. And most Americans don't know the difference. Why? Because they don't know their foundations. That's why.
Should investigate why parents who show up at school board meetings because they love their kids are being labeled as domestic terrorists.
Okay. So now he's standing up. Now he's reading everything he's saying, just so you know. It's interesting to note as well, friends, now he's talking about the schools and the parents that are speaking on the behalf of defending their children, how they're being called terrorists. Okay. Why wasn't that stopped, Matt? That's all they're doing is highlighting corruption. They're supposed to magnify the law against the corruption. Are they doing that? Nope. Not in any sense of the word. Not in any sense of the word. So while we listen to Matt Gaetz tell the American people what they want to hear. By the way, how do you know who he is? because the media is promulgating Matt Gaetz in a favorable light, that he might receive the approbation of followers that will go to the right side of the unconstitutional aisle once again to continuously push forward a global initiative. Now, this is what I want you to see. So this is what they're selling you as Matt Gaetz. What most people aren't paying attention to is the fact that the New York Times, and again, considering the source, but this is just like Jim Jordan, this is just like any other individual that is going out there and putting himself up to be something he is not, there's always some sort of corruption appended to them. And why is that? Because they're extorted men. They're doing what they're told to do or else. That is, in fact, what is happening. This is what they don't want you to see. Matt Gaetz is said to face Justice Department's inquiry over sex with underage girls. Okay, he seems more like a homosexual to me than he does someone that would even go that direction, to be quite honest with you. And I'm sure there's a lot more to it. But as long as he does what he's told, this will be kept under wraps. Do you understand how this works? Every single one of them are extorted in such a fashion. Oh, and here again, just to prove my point, because what I'm doing is I'm laying to your candor what they don't want you to see. Do these criminals really represent you? What would you think of a cop that sat there and did nothing but call the criminals' names? He did nothing to incarcerate them, nothing to prosecute them, nothing to get them in front of the judge, so they can be dealt with in a lawful manner, Isaiah 51, verse 4. What would you think of that cop? You would say, that cop needs to go. He's soft on crime. Yeah. Well, what are these? What are these individuals? Ted Cruz, Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa. Oh, my goodness, friends, the list goes on. You know, another one that's coming out now is the dude from Florida. He's coming out and he's playing another great American appeaser as well. And I don't know, I can see his face right. Rubio. He's doing the same thing. How is it that we continuously hear all day about what the left is doing, but the right is doing nothing to stop it? And how come we're never getting the good news? Because the people haven't taken their governments in hand. Because they're being entertained out of their freedoms by these clowns in the circus of politics. Here, let me show you another one. Jason Chaffetz also comes to my aid. This is brand new today. Okay? This is what you're putting up with, America. Okay? Jason Chaffetz predicts scandals ahead for the Biden administration. Oh, my goodness. Ah, here. I speak as a man. Praise God we got Jason Chaffetz. Which, by the way, we know from firsthand experience and from friends that Jason Chaffetz sat over in a congressional hearing that he is a part of the cover-up when it came to Extortion 17. We're not giving this information to you hearsay, friends. This is your problem. They get into office, and what they do is they do the opposite of their very purpose. Their function is not to be one that does nothing but magnify the crimes of the bad guys. It's their job to enforce the law in dealing with the bad guys. But Americans have settled for the next new guy, right? You know, Rand Paul came out and just recently talked about how bad Fauci was again. Rubio did the same thing. Ted Cruz did the same thing with a smile on his face. As they are what? Accumulating wealth off their fundraisers. Oh, by the way, I just got this as we're on live radio right now. Right now, I just got this from Marjorie Taylor Greene just now, just to further the point. This is the fifth email I've gotten from her in a day. In a day. What is she doing? Can I count on you to chip in a donation to my campaign's end of quarter money bomb immediately? Wait a second. Okay? If I go back and I go to her earlier emails, she's talking about how she's under fire. Okay? She's under fire. And what is she doing? She's doing another fundraiser. Here's this one. Okay? She's under fire. They want me out of here. Always playing the victim when the law's on her side. Doesn't make sense, friends. If you're looking at it from a lawful perspective, it does make sense if you're trying to manipulate and to fleece your support base. Friends, these people are good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. And I'm telling you what, they're a part of the problem. And there's a lot more to it. If we pull the next layer off, you can rest assured.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.